So, so pick your Johnny Manziel suspended 4 games for violating the NFL policy. What do you mean suspended for 4 games? What fucking team is he on? Johnny Manziel. I saw somebody tweeted that today. What team's he on? Is he still in the Browns? The guy is a fuck up. He's an abusive personality when it terms. He's an abusive biochemical problem. And he's got to want to fucking, and he's going to have to, I can tell, Manziel is a guy that's going to have to sail right through the fucking floor. It's okay, man. Because you know what? Everybody, no matter what their profession, everybody at one time was there, and you could have gone either way. When I was young, I wasn't a drug abuser, but I goddamn sure figured I had all the time in the world. And I figured telling someone to fuck off was just as effective and wise a career decision as being, you know, more diplomatic, let's say. Just as effective and just as, when sometimes you just got to tell a guy, fuck you. And, you know, there are some guys that are my age now who still think that that's a really smart way to do things. And it's only a smart way to do things if you are at the very end of your fucking rope with someone who doesn't deserve your respect at all. But it is not a go-to fucking tactic in normal business situations. You don't tell everybody to fuck off, no matter how badass you think you are, because if you're in a business situation especially, there's always going to be someone that you're going to tell to fuck off who won't fuck off, number one. And number two is going to hold that against you. And number three has got the fucking guns to do something about it. You know, especially sports, is the landscape is littered with guys that thought they had the juice to tell somebody to fuck off. You know, who thought they had the shit to blow somebody off and wasn't going to hurt them. And maybe it worked with most, but not all. And sooner or later, it winds up hurting you. Now, Johnny Manziel, you know, I really hope that cat gets his shit together, because he's got a career ahead of him that he can still salvage, and he can still make some good money, and he can still, you know, set himself up for the rest of his fucking life. Because if you want to know what it's about, that's exactly what it's about, you know. If you want to be known as a football player for the rest of your life, then go ahead, play football until you're, you know, in your late 30s, make as much fucking money as you can, and then retire, and you will always be a great football player. But if you have other things you want to do, a professional sports career is a successful professional sports career is an unbelievably amazing way to build a base of operations financially where you can be secure and you can head out into the world and do whatever you want to do. You know, how many guys in their fucking 20s are smart enough to see that far down the road? I wasn't in the professional sports. I was in broadcasting. I was in entertainment, and I had probably not as much money to work, you know, in terms of the upside was not as big, but it was still pretty fucking big, you know. And all my life and all my career, I have fought against the instinct, against the desire to, you know, party. I mean, I like partying, and I'm not saying you should always fight against it, but, you know, sometimes you should. And I've always been, you know, straining against that. And by partying, I don't mean getting high. I mean all of it, including spending money. The biggest one of spending money, you know, because money buys you a little bit of freedom, or it buys you an opportunity to get some freedom. Okay, so I'm all done with that shit. I'm not going to talk anymore about it. All right, we got that. All right, let me get to... What happened to the... I wonder what happened to the website. I guess not. Oh, shit. I haven't looked at email all... Yes, I have. I've looked at email today. All right. right. Let's take a look and see what we got here. Oh, there's thunder. Oh, by the way, Poncho's back from the hospital. We're really happy to see him. Michael Phelps makes history. He is the first swimmer to qualify for 5 Olympics. Very, very big stuff there, man. Very big stuff. This is another swimmer whose name was escaping me at present. There we go. Ban on transgender service members repealed. This is probably going to just drive some people out of their minds. Man shoves feces bag down woman's pants. What? Gloved man shoves bag of feces down woman. Unfucking real. Unbelievably sick. Of course, why is this viral? You know, why is this story viral? I gotta ask myself. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's twisted. There's lots of twisted and weird shit that happens in this marvelous world of ours. But my question is, why is this story so such a big thing, you know? Look at this, man. Can you believe this? Man shoves feces, bag of feces on one's pants. God damn it. Is this motherfucker hasn't been caught yet? Fucking unbelievable. He was captured on video. Violently shoving. God damn. Ugh. Sick motherfucker. Some shit just earns you a beating. I don't know. I mean, it just earns you. Some things earn you a greater beating than others. Very first, a 23-year-old woman was walking down East near First. About 6 when the man approached from behind, grabbed her waist, and showed her feces down her pants. He grabbed her buttocks, then ran away. Surveillance video released by police show the suspect catching up to the victim as she walks on her cell. He creeps her bags from behind, and the startled victim tries to yank herself out of his grasp and pivots away from him. Smearing the feces on the victim. Jesus. Every day you see people lying out. I see people urinating on buildings. There's nothing that happens. You don't need to take action. Come to the park and get them out of here. Hmm. Housing for the homeless is one thing, man, but this is an individual who's mentally disturbed. Mentally disturbed, you see? God damn. Google search shakes things up with earthquake summaries. Isn't that wonderful? What are you talking about, man? Is this the story? What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Earthquake data inside searches. Swimsuits are now out of the Miss Teen USA pageant. If you believe that teenagers are underage, are minors, and they are, then you know you got to ask yourself why are we parading teenage? Why are we parading children in bathing suits? I don't know. Just you know, question. Not a bad question, you think?
Well, I don't know, Phil.
Well, dude, if it's really something that, you know, you can't sort of just let slide, you know, and pay more attention to. Nice block. was a block in the fucking, is this the Euros? Some guy just blocked a really good kick. They're going to sport athletic wear instead. So what does that mean, athletic wear? Well, the Warriors are still odds on. The Thunder is still odds on to keep Kevin Durant. Warriors, Spurs. Clippers going to try again. All right, well, fuck this. I thought I was going to be... I was going to see something else here, man. That's not. What in the fuck am I doing here? What in the fuck am I doing here? Does anybody want to tell me? Ow. All right, man. I gotta grab something to drink. I'm dying over here, man. Dying over here. And, characters? And, accessories? And notepad. Kevin Durant's meeting with the Heat on Sunday. John Young. Going to the moon? What if this is a moonwalk? Voice of Lou Waters, CNN. No, this is a goddamn... shuttle flight, I think. 1981, yeah, it's a shuttle. Yeah, oh yeah, John Young when he was... Look at how young Brokaw is. It's Tom Brokaw. Yeah, it looks like they're really doing a good job. Columbia. Oh, Columbia's the one that blew up. Holy shit. How about that? That's Columbia when Young and those guys got back, and Columbia's the one that broke up on reentry. Fuck. What a bummer. Huh? Is that the same Columbia? It's an old vehicle, I guess, huh? Here they are in the... those are some times, those space shuttle shots. And then the Challenger. Fucking bummer. I remember I was lifting weights that morning. I got done. I was looking at the USA Network's news coverage, and they stopped and interrupted it. They were about to go back to regular programming, and they stopped, and they... Tom Mintner. Boy, I remember him. Mintier. Tom Mintier. Used to work for NBC and went to CNN. Challenger. Jesus. The age of Reagan. The age of Reagan. Oh. It's hard for me to think of it as the age of Reagan. Although, you know, he was a dominant personality. These poor people, man. I was in an acting class. The teacher said, look at the parents of Krista McAuliffe. Look at how they react to the shock of seeing their daughter killed. They don't scream. They don't cry. They're still smiling because they don't know what happened. And he said, this is the reality that you have to capture as an actor. So people are too familiar with reality now to accept the stock expected look of shock or fear or crying. Sometimes we're still smiling when we're looking at something horrible because we don't recognize it. And I don't know if they'll show the parents, but I bet you even the guys at NASA didn't know what they were looking at. Look at them. So to the second stage? Now you know. Now you're looking at a goddamned explosion. No. There, look. Now the mother is sort of almost recognizing what's happened. These are the kids. Are these the students? Anyway. It's time if I got on this motherfucker. Time is a minute. 8:16. Here I come to save the day. On the sea or on the land. You know, have you ever encountered, I don't know if you guys have encountered this, have you ever talked to a bot on Twitter? And what do I mean by that? I mean, there are bot accounts, as you know, B-O-T, as in robot, and they're set up to update, tweet, every so often when there is a tweet by a certain account, they're set up to tweet something. And it never is, it never correlates to what the tweet, the original tweet was. Their response tweet is always something that's pre-planned, pre-written, and ready to go. So one day, I there was this one bot account. I knew it was a BOT bot account. So I said, "How you doing, bot?" And I got back a response that was sort of argumentative, but it didn't quite make sense. You know what I mean? It was, "I got what I wanted by virtue of your shelling. And so there, you know," and it was like somebody programmed it. And it, maybe it's one of those so-called intelligent bot accounts or those things that learn as they go. Have you heard about those? But it was just, I immediately recognized it for what it was. It was struggling to appear like a real person, or at least is struggling to engage me. And what I, all I said was, "Hi, bot." So obviously I identified it properly. And it, you are, it, you, you've seen probably, if you pay attention, you'll see some accounts where the tweets make no sense at all. The garbled, weird shit. You go, what the fuck are they saying? And you don't pay any attention to it because you don't, 99.999% of that shit you don't pay attention to anyway, right? But if you did, you'd see that this complete and utter gibberish, it's just spewing so that it can keep updating, responding, or otherwise engaging. You say, well, why engage with something that doesn't make any sense? Well, even that is important on a certain level. Let me see if I can find this. I mean, I don't know. Where is this fucking thing? Wait a minute, man. I'll do this. And I've only got a few minutes left here. I know what I've got to do. And I do. One of the things is... Clara Bingham and Pastor Rennick, this is the Democrats. And then the last one is going to be a fear of earthquakes. Dave Oliva. Excuse me for a minute, guys. Got to just see if I can't...
The relevant time period and the image, on the other hand...
What is this?
...of the decisions made and not made in Washington during that same time period. There is new information on what happened in Benghazi. And that information should fundamentally change the way you view what happened in Benghazi. And there are recommendations made to make sure it does not happen again.
Oh, I see.
When you grow,
fuck off and die.
Create.
Fuck off and die. Fuck off and die. Right, excuse me for just 1 minute. Excuse me while I whip this out. This is good, man. These are mandarin oranges. God damn, there ain't nothing like it in the world, man. Love them. You and I know them as tangerines. For some reason, nobody wants to call them a fucking tangerine anymore. They're mandarin oranges. Fucking good, man. Love these babies. Probably not. It's not gonna quench my thirst, but I've been craving some kind of, like, keep the scurvy out, sir. Let's go. Right, I'll have each man have a ration of citrus. Mm. Yeah, baby. Hmm. God, those are good. So a fucking Turkish police officer gets shot by that goddamn motherfucking scumbag terrorist. I don't know what, you know, but they are the epitome of the medieval past trying to hold the entire of humanity back. You don't. The thing that frustrates a lot of us, when a guy like Donald Trump says the following thing, he says, we got to find out what's going on. Well, what's going on, Donald, has been going on for 1,000 fucking years. Pick a fucking book up. Because you ain't going to get up to speed on this shit from Trump fucking towers. Not going to happen. And there's nothing that you got in mind, man, which includes waterboarding, torture. Let me put this to Donald Trump the best way I know how. I hate to do this. This is a group of people that have been tortured by the best. They've been tortured by the Egyptian police, who've got methods of torture that go beyond any goddamn thing the CIA's got. That's why we farmed it out to those guys. CIA is not supposed to torture. Oh, okay. Well, we don't have them in custody anyway. What do you say? The Egyptians have got them. I don't know. You guys sharing intelligence? Oh, yeah. We might even be telling the Egyptians what questions to ask. We're not doing the interrogating. Saddam Hussein. He was a dictator. He was bad news. He also wasn't a pussy. That guy had been tortured by the best. He'd been tortured by the Iraqi secret police back when he was fomenting plans for a coup. the Iranian mullahs and revolutionaries, the, you know, those cats, the Revolutionary Guard, they've been tortured by the Shah's Savak. Secret police of Iran was the Savak. They used blowtorches. What the fuck? What the fuck is Donald Trump is a little late to the fucking game on this one. And the problem with Trump isn't so much that he's late to the game. We're all late to the game. But he thinks he's something special. Donald Trump is a comic book reader. Donald Trump doesn't live as so-called wealthy as he is. We don't know how this motherfucker made his money. I know he built buildings. I know he sold real estate. Okay, very good. It's fantastic. I mean, so fucking what? As far as this goddamn building, a guy, you know, he's built companies and he's a master negotiator. This is out of his fucking mouth only. And anybody that just takes him at his word, you got to be kidding me. You deserve all the abuse you get. You know, if you take that motherfucker at his word, you deserve every fucking insult that people are going to throw at you. Including the big one, which is you're a fucking the sheeple one, you know, sucking the Kool-Aid. Talk about drinking Kool-Aid. Come on, motherfuckers. Donald Trump. Ain't no fucking torture that motherfucker is going to cook up. What Trump really wants to do is he wants to get into the business of the criminal police business. He wants to get into the business of torture. And if you're going to throw in, if you're going to ask American military officers, paramilitary officers, or police officers, if you're going to ask those men and those women to engage in the same things that third world, low-life, scum-sucking, pig-ass dog cops do every day to working-class people and poor people and political opponents of corrupt regimes. If you're asking American policemen to now lower themselves to that level, that tells me a lot about you, Trump. Not that I needed anybody to tell me. I mean, I pretty much already had it figured out, but I don't fucking need to have my face shoved in the shit for long. You know, some people might. What the fuck are you talking about? Why don't you do it, Trump? You waterboard somebody. Okay. Ready? All right, man. I'm ready to go.